The day I bought my first pair of vintage jeans, I fantasized about the previous owner. He could have had an olive complexion with dark wavy hair. I imagine him with some type of construction job, shirt sleeves rolled with a lean and muscular build. Maybe he wore a stretchy white ribbed tank shirt tucked inside his Levi's with a black leather belt tightly wrapped around his tiny waist. He probably had a strong name like Jake and felt close to his single mom who worshipped the ground he walked on. She may have loved her job as an art teacher at Santa Monica Community College. In the evenings, they probably dished about the Beatles hitting America and shared a Miller while she threw some Swanson TV dinners in the oven. Then he'd take off to ride the waves in Malibu before watching Route 66 to unwind when he got home. Colorful fantasies were a welcome diversion back when I created my own safe reality away from my family home. My blue jeans were the glue that kept me together. Like a second skin, they were safe, secure, and comfortable. Too big, patched in several places, faded just the right amount, I still craved them. They somehow enabled me at that time in my life to cope with constant fear and anxiety. That same anxiety pushed me into working while I attended school to save enough money to buy tickets to more music venues. The 60s were a time of constant rock concerts hitting L.A. One of my first adventures was a teenage fair. I donned my faded jeans and danced until my pants were filled with sweat. It was an escape where I found true joy and freedom. When Jimi Hendrix came to the Shrine Auditorium, I couldn't wait to get tickets and escape the heat at the San Fernando Valley. His concert was just one of many evenings when we danced all night to bands like The Doors and Janis Joplin in our baggy jeans. They hugged my body, and in the throngs of sweaty teenagers, all perfectly satisfied to dance and spin into their own private oblivion. Those jeans spoke to me. I wore them for weeks without washing them. My skin craved the fabric with my scent interwoven throughout. They made me feel like I belonged to a group of like-minded souls whose faces were full of angst and anxiety, watching a world changing before their eyes.